Imagine waking up every single day doing what you're absolutely passionate about. Now, if that happens to be helping people to be healthy, fit and strong as a fitness professional, as a personal trainer, as an elite sporting coach, helping people to achieve their health and fitness goals, their sporting goals, imagine what that would be like, waking up every day doing that. And if you currently have a job that you don't like, that you have to press the alarm snooze button several times because you don't want to get out of bed and you wish you could have a sick day and you don't like your boss and you don't like the product or service that you're selling, you may not like the people that you're working with, you don't want to get up and go to work today because you really don't like it that much, or you're just doing it to pay your lousy, stinking, rotten bills. Imagine not having to do that. And are there people who have a successful fitness business, who are full-time fitness professionals, who have a personal training studio or a gym or a fitness facility? They're training elite athletes at the top level. They're doing something that is all about health and fitness, and they're passionate about doing that every single day. And of course, the answer is yes. You could Google it. You don't even have to imagine it anymore. You can Google pictures of personal trainers, fitness instructors, beautiful gyms, beautiful fitness facilities, fitness professionals who work in five-star health spas, resorts and hotels, fitness professionals who work on cruise ships, fitness professionals who train movie stars, fitness professionals who work in Beverly Hills and charge $500 an hour for personal training. They're all available to have a look at. So you don't even have to imagine it. Interestingly, however, there was a time where there were no personal trainers, and there obviously was a time there was no gyms. So somebody imagined that there needed to be a place where people could go and exercise. Somebody imagined that there needed to be a person who could help you achieve your health and fitness goals, and there should be personal trainers. They imagined it and they made it happen. They turned it into a reality. And that's the beautiful thing about your imagination. You may be thinking, yes, I'd like to be a fitness professional, but I want to do something completely different, something that's never been done before. And I challenge you to do that, because there are literally hundreds and thousands of gyms all over the world, which is what makes me giggle when people say there's no opportunity, because obviously everybody that owns a gym is looking for a fitness instructor, a personal trainer, somebody to run the group exercise classes, somebody to look after the front desk, somebody to lead and manage the team, somebody to grow the business. So there are literally hundreds and thousands of opportunities, if not more, in health clubs around the world. Somebody had an imagination thought that let's have a gym, and now there's hundreds and thousands of opportunities. However, you may not want to do a gym like everybody else is doing. You might want to do something completely different, something that's never been done before. You've imagined that I would like to have, and I'll use another example, an online fitness business. 10, 15 years ago, at the absolute most, that literally was just in somebody's imagination. Somebody thought, wouldn't it be interesting if we could train people via the phone? And then came the internet, and then came Skype, and then came websites and Facebook and Instagram. And now there are literally hundreds and thousands of fitness gurus, online fitness gurus, who are training people from all over the world. So you can live anywhere in the world and train people from anywhere in the world. That was just somebody's imagination. You might think, I'd like to have a home studio so I never have to travel on the motorway or the freeway again. I never want to get involved in the traffic. I really want to do something that's convenient to me, where I can choose my own hours, be my own boss, pick up my kids from school, train when I feel like it, go surfing in the middle of the day if I feel like it, go surfing whenever I feel like it, live my life the way I want to. I'm going to do something at home. I imagine that would be great. Well, that again is something you can Google. It wasn't that long ago where personal training studios just didn't exist. And now there are some of the most successful personal trainers, most financially free personal trainers, and literally with the best life balance, because they're choosing what they want to do. And they're doing that from their home studio, and very little cost, very high profit, and very much pleasure in being able to train people in the convenience of your own life. So is it possible? Yes, you can Google it. And I'll use that as another fantastic example. Google. Two guys said, wouldn't it be great if everything in the world that we wanted to know about, we could access that on the World Wide Web? What if we could create a search engine, and they imagined what it would be like. I'm going to say it again. They imagined what it would be like to type in a word into your computer, and every website in the world that had that word in it would come up, and you could get all the information that you could possibly want literally in an instant. and they imagined it was possible. And now the word Google is not just the name of a company, it's a verb in the Oxford Dictionary. We Google every day, most of us many, many, many times a day. And Google's put lots of businesses out of business because we don't need to have yellow pages anymore, we don't need to have maps anymore, we don't need to have encyclopedias anymore because we've got Google. And it was two guys with a big imagination who said, let's make this happen. So in our fitness profession, if you have an idea, if you are looking at what everybody else is doing and perhaps you'd like to do that, well, please know that that's possible. You don't need an imagination to open a gym. You don't need an imagination to become a personal trainer, a fitness instructor, do a group exercise class, run boot camps, have an online fitness business, work on a cruise ship, train elite athletes, train movie stars. You don't need to imagine that. You can just Google it. But if you have something that you are really excited about that's completely different to everybody else, and or you want to be in the fitness profession, but you don't want to do what everybody else is doing. So many people say to me, oh, but what about there's lots of gyms and there's lots of personal trainers and how can I run a business where there's already five gyms in my area or there's already 30 personal trainers at that gym or I'm not sure that I can do this. So use your imagination. Think outside the box. There was a time when our phone was connected to the wall and nobody dreamt that we would be talking to people on a tiny little phone that didn't have any wires. But somebody imagined that that was possible and they made it happen. So rather than look at what everybody else is doing, that seems to be the case. Well, there's what are the gym people doing? What are the personal trainers doing? And what are the fitness facilities doing? And what is everybody else doing? Think outside that box. Think completely differently. And if you really do want to choose your own hours, be your own boss and have your own business, then please know that that is the only way to have a successful business. If you do what everybody else is doing, if you copy what other people are doing, you'll just be the same as everybody else. If you want to be successful in business, you've got to be unique, different, and memorable. You've got to stand out from the crowd, which means you're doing something completely different to everybody else. And of course, that requires imagination. So, by all means, if you want to be a personal trainer, open a gym, open a personal training studio, buy a franchise from a personal training franchising business. If you want to get a job in a gym, if you want to get a job anywhere in the world in a gym, if you want to do anything in the fitness profession that's currently available, of course that's possible. And don't let anybody ever tell you that it's not possible to be financially successful and to have a full-time career path in the fitness profession, because that's just not true. But if you really want to do something different, something unique, something that's never been done before, use your imagination. Don't do whatever everybody else is doing. Create something new, create something different, create something memorable. And the simple of business, business 101, find a problem, find a solution and create a wow experience. And the interesting thing with the career path that we choose as a fitness professional, if you want to open a business, that is a no-brainer. Do we have a big problem? Of course. Coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, obesity, people who have low self-esteem, people who want to be healthy, fit and strong for the rest of their life, people who want to be fit for a movie, people who want to be fit for a sporting team, people who want to be elite athletes. There's obviously a million things that we can do. So there's lots and lots of problems that require a solution. And as fitness professionals, we have solutions to all of those problems. However, we need to create a wow experience. And if you're going to do it like everybody else, then it may not be such a wow experience because they could get that same experience from somewhere else. So when you're doing your research, when you're studying, when you're analyzing, when you're thinking about, but most importantly, when you're imagining what your fitness business is going to look like, have a look at the businesses that have vision. Have a look at what they did, where they came from, what didn't exist before they came along. And the unique businesses where people come from all over the world to have a look at what they're doing. So Disneyland, Disney World, have a look at Harrods in London, one department store that people come from all over the world to have a look at. Have a look at what the unique different people are doing to stand out from the crowd. And then, of course, do that completely differently. Use your imagination. So education and imagination, both incredibly important, but make sure you're imagining something that's going to be the best for you and exciting for you rather than doing what everybody else is doing, because that's what education's all about. It's a study of what has already been done. Imagination is dreaming about what has never been done. May we use our imagination.